This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House Judiciary Committee holds its first hearing this Wednesday on impeaching President Trump after the release of a report alleging that he abused his power in his dealings with Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The impeachment process now heads to the Judiciary Committee, which will hear from legal experts after the House Intelligence Committee report was made public and approved. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says they've shown President Trump abused his office and compromised national security.
Chronicles a scheme by the President of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, that is at war with an adversary, Russia, into doing the president's political dirty work.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there's nothing in that report that shows any crime.
All the witnesses before, in a process that is unfair, could not tell you one thing that's impeachable.
President Trump overseas for a NATO summit, called the proceedings a disgrace, and called Congressman Schiff deranged. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Differences between U.S. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron were on full display in NATO.
U.S. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron clashed on the fate of foreign Islamic State fighters being held in Syria.
Many are from France, many are from Germany, many are from UK. They're mostly from Europe. And some of the countries are agreeing. I have not spoken to the president about that. Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Look,
I can give them
to you. Look at the situation.
You can take everyone you want.
Let's be serious. The very large number of fighters you have on the ground are the fighters coming from Syria, from Iraq, and the region.
Macron said he stood by his brain-dead comments and reiterated criticism of Turkey. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And this is VOA News. Vanishing sea ice, devastating heat waves, and encroaching sea levels are all part of a report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization. Reuters' David Doyle.
That's the assessment of the World Meteorological Organization on Tuesday, in a report that paints a bleak picture of vanishing sea ice, devastating heat waves, and encroaching sea levels. It says average temperatures for the 5-year and 10-year periods ending in 2019 are almost certain to be the hottest on record, and 2019 is on course to be the second or third warmest year. Experts warn that climate change has been a key driver of a recent rise in global hunger, following a decade of steady declines, with more than 820 million people without enough food in 2018. And the WMO report also emphasized that weather disasters have displaced millions of people this year.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. President Trump drives down stocks with just a comment about trade with China. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
This remark at the NATO summit sent Wall Street into a sharp dip.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election.
President Trump's response to a question about his expectations of a trade deal soon with China. New tariffs on Chinese goods kick in on the 15th of this month. He also talked about a 100% tariff on French wines and cheese because of a tax on high-tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Amazon. At one point, the Dow was down by more than 400 points before losing 280. S&P 500 slipped 20, and the NASDAQ, off once more than 100, recovered to lose just 47 points on the day. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that amends an existing law on media outlets deemed foreign assets that critics say is used to muzzle dissent, limit news plurality, and discourage the free exchange of ideas. The new laws give the authority the power to label reporters who work for organizations officially listed as foreign agents themselves. The label will be applied to individuals who collaborate with foreign media outlets and receive financial or other material support from them. A spokeswoman for Jimmy Carter says the former U.S. president is already feeling better after the latest of multiple visits to the hospital this year. The Carter Center spokeswoman said that Monday that the 95-year-old was admitted to a hospital over the weekend for an infection. She said he is feeling better and he's looking forward to returning home. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.